Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. Check it out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Welcome to the show. We are here. It's me, Mark Hoffman, host Patriot Nation Radio on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Coming to you live. Remember this time last week I was sick and dying. I thought you thought it would be the end of the world. Well, I got over that cold really fast. 3 days it was in and out. I'm good. So we're rocking, we're rolling. Feeling great. Drinking my coffee as usual. So be sure to share the video around. Selman is right there. We are not doing the flu vaccine here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We don't do the flu shot. Flu shot is out of whack. Don't get it, Jack. Stay away from the flu shot, Mac. Selman, what's happening? Selman's there on the live feed. Steve's on the live feed. Joseph is on the live feed. Daniel, Francis. Hello, Francis. My good friend Ed over in North Carolina. Hey, Ed, if you want to call, I'd love to talk to you. Give me a call. You know, we'll chit-chat. We'll talk. You know, here's the number.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Oh, partners, hi. We've got many shows together, my friend Denise Freeman. Teref is watching. Teref, he's doing great stuff. Thank you so much for all you're doing. I hope you're getting through your troubles. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. Each and every veteran that is on this live feed right now. Kim is watching. Hey, John's watching, my nephew. What's happening, John? I hope you stay tuned in. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. You won't believe your ears and eyes and your mind. Kelly's watching. All right. We got a good audience going. Becca's watching. We got a great audience on the live feed. I want to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in. Now, there's a lot of things going on, so some of our advertisers are getting the boot. We won't talk about it. I just want to let everybody know that our producer, Lisa Bakke, is one of my greatest friends in this world, and we miss her. And soon she'll be back. There's some crazy things going on there, and we are only going to say prayers for her and that she gets through everything, and we can have her back producing our shows and kicking ass like she always does. Danielle's watching. Danielle, we got Jake's coming up next Monday, a week from today. Jake Morfonius will be on the show. We'll be doing a Vegas update. There's some crazy stuff coming out of the Las Vegas massacre, where 58 Americans were slaughtered and one criminal apparently took his own life. I don't believe this man had anything to do with the shooting. I don't believe he was there. I don't firing guns. I believe he was dead long before, even though newly released coroner's report from Clark County Medical Examiner's Office puts the time of death of Stephen Paddock, the apparent mass shooter in Las Vegas, time of death, October 2nd, 12:01 p.m. Hey, Kelly's watching up in New York. Kelly, thank you guys so much for everything you're doing for my family in this time and sending us the prayer cards for my mother's funeral. It was very, very touching. And the plaque from my best friend in the whole world, Johnny, the friendship plaque. Folks, you know what? Stay right there. I'm going to go get it. I'm back. I got this from my best friend in the whole world, Johnny B. He's a great guy. I know the guy since 1978. It was funny how we met. He kicked the crap out of me at the Bayshore Marina up in New York. We were 10. And you know what? We're friends. And his sister's watching. And this plaque is wonderful. Comes from my dearest friend in the whole world. And I have other friends that are almost as close to my heart as Johnny, but Johnny's got the place right here since 1978. We're talking 40 years, folks, 40 years of friendship with one person and his sister who's here on the live feed. I'm reading this to let Johnny know that I got this and I love this. It has been said that real friends are very hard to find. The ones that say when times are tough, real friends, the lasting kind. And as I have traveled through this life, I have found this to be true. I will never find a better friend than I have found in you. This is from my buddy, Johnny. I love you, Johnny, man. I miss you. I wish you could. We could just all the time. Melanie's watching. I got some crazy people watching. Scott, our singer. Hey, Scott, what's happening? The live feed's kicking, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm really glad to see you all here now. This week. Yeah, right. Mike Pence refuses to stand for the dictator's sister. Someone who is right there in Kim Jong-un's inner circle. And remember, folks, if she don't listen to Kim Jong-un, he'll feed her to the dogs. Or he'll gas her like he did to his brother. Or he'll kill his brother, shoot his brother, his sister. That's what they do over in North Korea. They're all of a sudden, this lady's a poster child for, oh, my God, we got to love, oh, North Korea. Oh, Mike Pence, you're evil. You won't stand for the dictator's sister. Well, the hell with the dictator's sister. They're starving their people. Their people are escaping to South Korea with their bodies riddled with parasites in their intestines and their stomachs, and they're being eaten from the inside out by worms because they're eating garbage because there's no food, while Kim Jong-un lives up on a hill in a beautiful palace mansion. Fat. He's fat. He's the fattest person in his country. And that dumb turd keeps threatening. And all of a sudden, we're making a show. And you get this figure skater guy falls down 2 times and wins the night. He's a Japanese guy. That's kind of funny how that works out. You don't think that's slanted? That's fixed? I mean, come on. Guy fell twice. 2 times. Boom, on his ass. He had snow on his seat of his pants. He lost. Doesn't matter if your routine is the craziest routine on earth. If you fall twice, you lost. You fall once, that's it. Done. But enough of that. Mike Pence, you're my hero. Don't stand for that dictator's sister. And you got these people. I'm not representing President Trump. I'm representing the American people. Well, guess what? President Trump happens to be an American person, so you two are representing President Trump, in case you didn't realize it. He's not some Russian who's colluding with America, like on the Hillary side of things. This FBI probe of the Hillary Clinton email scandal, Uranium One, is unwrapping rapidly. I think we're up to 12 members, upper echelon of the FBI, who have resigned, retired, been fired, or demoted, or reassigned, one way or another. They're out. They're not in power. The deep state is crumbling. They're running for the exits, ladies and gentlemen. The rats are trying to get away. But guess what? We elected the right guy, and he's going to drain the swamp, and he's going to clean D.C. up and return our country. Now he's getting ready to unload this infrastructure bill to fix the highways, the roads, and, you know, and stuff like that. It's very important that this bill gets passed. Because straight up, millions of jobs to fix the bridges and the roads across the country, and a $1.8 billion deal funded partially by the federal government and partially funded by each state individually, something that the last administration seriously neglected, America and the American people. Now I got this plane crashes over in Russia. 71 people on board. The one guy on there that they wanted, they got him. But they sacrificed 70 other innocent people and the crew of a plane. This guy is synonymous and was going to testify in the Uranium One deal, is now dead. Another in the trail of bodies behind the Clinton machine. They're up to like 250 dead people that turn up mysteriously dead. Plane crashes and car crashes and suicide with 2 bullets in the back of the head. How do you shoot 2 bullets into the back of your own head? Caleb's watching. Caleb, we're going to have Jake on Monday next. We're going to be talking about Vegas, the coroner's report, and all of that fun stuff. Vegas is crazy. They're going to be marching on Vegas. We're going to have people at the sheriff's office regularly now. Kim, which story was debunked today? I'm moving so fast, I can't even keep up. You know? Hello, Diana. Kim is there. We're just moving right along here. But, you know, also, He had 5 to 6 police officers killed in the line of duty this week. Folks, where, as Dave Bray stated, we're in a war. The war has started a long time ago. People are being mowed down in our streets, viewed as the enemy. Departments in our government are being weaponized against opponents. Planes are going down. I'm saying, being told that the Russian guy on the plane has been debunked and this story is not true. Who knows? If that's not true, that's good news, but I keep hearing that it is, and Kim's telling me it's not. So the Russian guy's alive, and, you know, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, yes, Selman, war has been going on since time. It's how they fund everything. It's how they get the spoils of war to keep their countries alive. But, folks, like I was saying, now, I don't know if you go over to DaveBrayUSA.com and you can view the video for this song there. Dave's got an album coming out here real soon. Hopefully we'll be able to get him on here to join us and tell us about the record. Maybe we can get a song or two pre-released that we can play. Maybe that he's going to release a single and we can get that single on and we can play it, be the first to play it. That would be awesome. I'd be proud. Dave loves Patriot Nation Radio. We, Patriot Nation Radio, loves Dave Bray. We love his whole family. They're good people. But he wrote a song called Last Call. This song happens to do with a police officer who's gunned down and is bleeding out. And these are his words to his family and his friends and everybody else as he slips into oblivion and passes away. Now, you really, really need to see the video, DaveBrayUSA.com, to really get the full scope of this video, to really understand what the message behind this video really is. You can hear the words, and you can understand, but you have to go to DaveBrayUSA.com and watch the video. This is Last Call, Dave Bray. Please, folks, here you go. Remember the fall. Last call, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com.
Man down, I'm bleeding out. There's no time, no time. Right for me.
DaveBrayUSA.com. Last call. You really need to go over there and see that video. And my good friend Dave is watching. Dave and I used to go back way, way back. We had a lot of people tuning in tonight that I'm so glad that are here. As you heard the last song, Last Call, that goes out to these poor guys, six police that murdered in the line of duty. Denny, Tony German's watching. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony German is the man with the Combat Memorial Veterans Drag Racing Truck with more signatures on it than anywhere that combat veterans have signed. It is in the Guinness Book of World Records. Be sure to search out Tony German and the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck. Good stuff happening there, ladies and gentlemen. So now I'm hearing that this guy apparently went down in a plane. He was part of the Uranium One deal, was killed in a plane crash. I'm being told now that he was not killed in a plane crash. In fact, he is posting, and he made a post, 11:40, I believe that's a.m. today. Not positively positive, but it looks like the guy is alive. It was someone with the same name and a different date of birth, apparently. So they wanted to get the Uranium One guy, but they missed. They got the wrong guy. Who knew? Oh, what do we got going on here? My thing's doing kooky stuff. There's my studio. All right. Now we got also Preston C. Sharp and the Flag and Flower Challenge. That would be hashtag FNF Challenge. It's going to be doing a nationwide event. November 11th for our veterans. Wants to do Flags and Flowers Across America, kicking off on Veterans Day this year. We're working on getting him some flags. I've been in touch with some flag companies, looking to get some donated flags to help him in his efforts. Folks, but if you have a memorial cemetery near you, find out. Get some flags, get some people, get together, and honor some veterans. Flag and Flower Challenge is you post a flag, you lay a flower, you clean off the gravestone, you mention the name of the veteran, thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and you move on. Cecil's watching. What's happening, Cecil? He ran under the Libertarian Party, I believe, which I am a registered member of. But lately, I don't know what kind of candidates that we got. I think Bob White is the Libertarian candidate for governor in Florida. I kind of like that guy. He was pretty good when I had him on the show. I like what he had to say. I'm a Libertarian in many ways. I also lean a little bit further right. So sometimes on the conservative side on certain things, but I am very liberal when it comes to the medical marijuana issue and people doing what the hell they want to do on their quarter acre as long as they ain't hurting nobody. You know, if you're not killing nobody or raping children and everybody's consenting adults or whatever's carrying on in your quarter acre, so be it. It's none of my business. I just closed the door. I put out the light. I ain't watching. You know, we're free. As long as you don't hurt somebody. And as long as you're not infringing on somebody else's rights, have fun. Let it rip. Have a good time. You know? But yeah, folks, man, it's crazy. You know? If you want to hear DaveBrayUSA.com, head on out and check it out. There's a lot of good songs. Dave Bray be coming out with a new album. Also, I want to send folks over, if you're tired of Facebook, now, I don't get over there enough. I need to get over there more. But LibertyRush.com, get over there. Get active. Help that page along. It's got a lot of the same features as Facebook without the jailing, without the censorship. You could say you don't like something and it's not going to be squashed. You could say whatever you like. LibertyRush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. Folks, if you want to call in tonight, I'm going to let you call in. Dial 347-637-3942. Check it out. The Ring of Fire is burning, folks. We're going to rock and roll here if I can get it to work. I don't even see anybody working here. I don't know what's up, man. I'm having all kinds of issues.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
There you have it, folks. The ring of fire. I love this. I love playing with the board, you know, and when I have no guests, no one to chit-chat with, I like to play with the board. It's fun. We have a good time. Let me see. I'm going to try to get one of my guests to just keep sending out messages. Maybe someone will call in, you know. It'll be fun. I love this show. I love doing this stuff. I love it. Sometimes it's good to just be me and carrying on and talking to you guys and telling you just what I'm thinking, you know. I sent out some feelers to people. They didn't respond. Stacy's sick. She can't make it. I'm hoping that she's able to tune in. I reached out to a couple people. They all got sick. They're all rescheduling. I'm hoping Stacy stays in it. Stacy Barth for governor of California, folks. If you're in California, just research Stacy Barth. She's one of us. She's a patriot, a flag-waving, God-fearing American patriot. She was the one who did the Murrieta bus blockade when Obama was bussing in children from across the border. They were just bringing them here. Well, they went and they blocked the buses. They wouldn't let them in. La Raza was there. Rah, rah, rah. They were fighting back, but they lost, and the buses were turned away. It was great, great stuff to see. And now she's running for governor of California, the constitutional, conservative, pro-life candidate looking to make California at least better than it is. It'll be hard to make California great again. It's going to take a long, 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 long time. 20% of the population is homeless or in poverty. 20% of California residents are in poverty or homeless. 1 in 5. Think of that. All those rich stars, millions and millions and millions of dollars throughout Hollywood. And there's 20% of the population is homeless or living in poverty. You would think with all those millions of dollars, they might go, well, you know, there's a nice little shelter down there that really needs some improvements. Here's $1 million to that beautiful shelter. So maybe these homeless guys could get off the street. Well, maybe we could put a nice treatment facility down there, because you know most of those homeless people, big chunks of those homeless people are probably veterans, and they deserve some treatment. And they're sitting down there on Skid Row, down in sunny California, suffering. But don't worry, San Francisco and them, they're sanctuary cities. You can get up there if you're an illegal immigrant and get everything our homeless is supposed to be getting. And then some. You think that's good? If you like sanctuary cities, Florida just passed an anti-sanctuary city law. It's now moving on to the Senate. It passed in the House. Hopefully it gets passed. And the little mayors like the guy down in St. Pete and down in Tampa who want to make these cities sanctuary will not be allowed to. And they'll be breaking the law and possibly get arrested. I believe mayors of sanctuary cities and those cities that are sanctuary cities, or states that claim to be sanctuary states, those who break the law and are responsible for the death of our kids in this country that are getting murdered by MS-13 and others, like our good friend Steve Ronabeck's son, Grant, senselessly murdered, shot over a pack of cigarettes, or Laura Irish Wilkerson's son, beaten to oblivion, strangled till the no more blood bubbles, dragged into a field and set aflame, set on fire. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Or Kate Steinle, shot in the back on a boardwalk, walking with her father. Or Jameel Shaw, waving to his dad as he's gunned down by a gangbanger just released from prison who had already been previously deported. Some folks support these people being in our country. Some people think it's okay to have all these illegal immigrants running around, running over NFL stars as they're standing on the side of the road with their Uber ride. Run over, dead, preventable. All these people had multiple deportations, two or more, in all the cases I talked about. All these deaths were preventable if they just followed the laws that are on the books right now. The laws that are on the books right now, they don't have to make any other laws. They don't have to beef up nothing. They don't have to do nothing. Give ICE and Border Patrol the authority that they have and let them exercise it. You don't need a wall. Not only that, 40% of the illegal immigrants are flying here on planes. They're coming here as students on student visas. They're coming here on temporary work visas, and then they overstay their visa and they don't leave. Then they drop out a kid, chain migration. It's an abuse of the 14th Amendment. There's nothing in the 14th Amendment that says, that means if I go to France with my wife, pregnant wife, and she gives birth in France, my kid's French? I don't think so. That's freaking retarded. That's just downright ridiculous. Dude, what do you mean? So that means if I go to get on a cruise, because now we're doing these wonderful things with Cuba. We can go on a little boat, sail over to Cuba, go to Havana. What if you go there with your pregnant wife and you have a kid down in Havana? Now your kid's a communist? I don't think so. Don't work like that. They're abusing the 14th Amendment, the anchor baby bullcrap. Yes, Jose, we the people. And I keep seeing a meme going around today, a great meme. If illegal aliens are allowed to vote in our elections, isn't that foreign interference in our elections? We have widespread foreign interference in our elections because we allow illegal immigrants to vote. It's crazy. Absolutely nuts. Things are changing. Swamp is slowly draining. Keep watching, ladies and gentlemen. Things are changing. Hope and change you can hang a hat on. Real hope, real change, a real president for the people. You may not like the way he tweets. You may not even like the way he talks, because 99% of the country hates New Yorkers just because we're from New York. Well, you know what, folks? I got a pretty good crowd here. They watch my show. I'm from New York. Thank you guys every day for tuning in, but I'm a Southern boy now. I'm transplanted. I love Southern heritage. I love the South. America lives in the South. It really does. Country, Southern living. America. And it's slowly fading. They're digging their claws in. The tentacles of liberalism are slowly making their way into every fabric of our nation. But us as American people will stand up and we'll stop them. Because we can. We're Americans. See the flag? There it is. Stay tuned. We're going to salute the flag. We're going to salute the flag as I always do. The national anthem. Crazy. I can't even watch the Olympics, man. The liberalism has stretched its tentacles so far that it's wrapped around the Olympics. Cricket. Cricket's watching. What's happening? I'm so glad you're on. It's excellent. I would love to have somebody call me today. Sitting here, babbling on. It'd be really awesome to have guests calling. My computer's acting funny. Hey, Jose's Brooklyn Rays. What's happening? East New York. I spent time in the 80s going to East New York. Getting into the undesirable areas of the city. It was party time in the 80s. We had fun. We went to East New York. Once we got there, we got what we wanted. We got the hell out, went back. Party time. It was the 80s. You know, what can I tell you? You know, 16 in 1986. It was fun. We had a good time. I struggle today because I didn't make some of the right choices and maybe get a fine career going, but I sure have fun, and I'm having fun now, and I have fun all the time, and I'm glad I'm having fun right here with all of you people. Tune in every week. This Thursday, Dell Big Tree. Oh, boy. Search the Google Dell Big Tree. Stay away from the ones that are ragging on him because there's a lot of people that are against him because they think he's anti-vaccination kind of guy. Max Headroom. Max Headroom. I haven't seen that in a long time. Oh, my God. Max Headroom. Susan's tuning in. What's happening, Susan? We're having a good time. It's just me tonight. My guest got sick and stuck in the doctor's office. I told her to give a call if she can make it. We're here. I'm going to reach out to her right now as we're chit-chatting. So you see these turds in Philadelphia burning down the city. Way to go. Philadelphia's first Super Bowl, and what, how did they respond? With a riot. Oy, I don't get it. You know? What are you going to do? Let's see. We win. Let's go loot the stores where we go every day for breakfast at work. And, I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? They burn down their own city. Have fun. You know, and what's even crazier is the players. You think the players and the coaches would come out and make a statement. Hey, people, look, stop burning down the city. You know, stop burning down the city. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? You people are crazy. Stop burning down your own city. You got to live here, folks. This is where you're going to go, and you're going to get prescriptions for grandma, and you're going to go get diapers for junior. Plus, burn it down. Yeah, that's true, Lori. But if you notice that crowd, it was all kinds of folks. It wasn't just white folks. It was white folks, black folks, all kinds of folks just going crazy. I saw one, they were in a convenience store. It was mostly black folks trashing the place. And then you see people hanging on the light poles. It's mostly white folks. So everybody was there doing stuff. All kinds of folks wrecking their city. That's what I'm going to do. Look, when the Tampa won the Super Bowl down here, we had fun. It was like Mardi Gras. Nothing got destroyed. Nothing. And they were itching, aching for a Super Bowl down here. And they got it. Tony Dungy built the team. And Chucky brought them all the way, brought the trophy home. And we didn't riot. We didn't burn down the city. Now, I could understand if the New York Jets would have win a Super Bowl again. That's my team, folks. I like the New York Jets, believe it or not. So I've been suffering my whole life. I was born in 1968. They won in 1969, and it's been 48 years. well. I think it's bleak. I don't think the New York Jets will be winning a Super Bowl anytime soon. You know, they're just sucking up the money in a market and never trying to win nothing. And we had the New York Sack Exchange when I was a kid. It was fun to watch. They had four guys on a team, and all of them had 15 sacks or more. They had like 70 sacks in 1 year. Four guys. Crazy. The New York Sack Exchange. Mark Gastineau, Joe Klecko, Marty Lyons, and Abdul Salam. The New York Sack Exchange. Boy, that was fun. Wesley Walker and Freeman McNeil and Richard Todd. I mean, it was a hell of a team. We had a good time. Walt Michaels was the coach. Old Walt may have been the problem. He tried really hard, man. He tried and tried and tried. He built a great defense. Yeah, people like Ken O'Brien. We had great quarterbacks come through the league, through there, and nothing. Joe Namath. Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, he won the Stanley Cup for the New York Jets by getting a hole in one on the 18th green there in the basketball court. You know, I gave up on sports a long time ago. I can't take that crap anymore. You know, I just can't take it. You know, it's crazy. But this is what you got. You got this going on in Philadelphia.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Funny. Oh, you know, bad lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. The bad line, the man come and take you away. Yes, Buffalo, man, we love it. We play some fun stuff on the show. If anybody wants to call the show today, I'd be glad to talk to you. We're having fun here. We're just chilling out. Patriot Nation Radio. Will Myers is now watching. What's happening, Will? We're having a good time here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Get out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Give it a ring. Let's talk about Santa Claus. I know Christmas a couple months ago was a little too early to talk about Santa. I have no clue. You know, we're having a good time, though, here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And I'm kicking back here. I'm reaching out to my guest. I'm hoping that maybe she can get on and talk, even just for a minute. Her name is Stacey Barth, for governor of California. And, you know, I think she's a good choice. Her heart's in the right place. She is Murrieta bus blockade leader. You got Louie Gohmert getting pissed off these days, too. I just got a little story here. You know, we've had the biggest breach, the biggest scandals going on right now. It makes Watergate look like romper room. And then it makes Watergate look like the two hippies on a swing in the Magic Garden, singing a Magic Garden theme song with the laughing flowers. It makes Watergate look like a walk on the beach on a sunny summer day with a cool breeze at sunset. And what's going on? Nothing, because it's Democrats. If it was Republicans, we would not hear the end of it. But the Democrats apparently are above and beyond any law. President Trump hasn't do nothing. They want to throw him in prison just for being President Trump. Just because he is who he is. And they're sending white powder to his son in the mail. And his wife opens it up. And what happens? Oh, my God, we don't know what the heck this powder is. So now they're analyzing the powder. They ship them off. They decontaminate them there on the scene and send them to the hospital. Yes, Daniel, I'm feeling 1,000 times better. I got that cold in anatomy quick, fast. Ladies and gentlemen, emergency works. I did emergency every other day for a week, and when I got sick, it lasted 3 days and it was gone. I mean, this time last Monday, I was dying over here, sniffling tissues the whole nine yards. Now we got Pfizergate. The scam on the Pfizer court. Did the judge know? Was the judge involved? Is the judge part of it? Is the judge of the Pfizer court who signed off on these warrants part of it? Who knows? I hear there's 11 judges on the Pfizer court, and they rotate, and they rotate around, so it's never the same judge. It's always different. Who knows? Pfizer gates in full swing. Uranium One gates in full swing. We got all kinds of gates, and they're swinging open. And the shit's flowing through them. We got floodgates that are giving way. The rats are running. And I'm telling you now, if I see Hillary Clinton in handcuffs, I'm mortgaging the house and throwing the biggest party on earth. I'm going to hire Lee Greenwood to come sing in my front yard. I'm telling you. Proud to be an American, where at least I know soon I will be free. Right now we're all debt slaves, believe it or not. I'm glad I have very limited debt. Danielle just tuned in. Danielle is out there. She was at, I believe she was at Caesars on October 1st when the gunfire rang out down the whole strip there in Vegas. Jake Morfonius is coming on the show next Monday with an update of serious stuff coming out of Vegas. A lot of serious stuff coming out of Vegas. The timeline is really whacked. The time of death of Stephen Paddock, 12:01 p.m., October 2nd. Oops. Very strange how that happened. How does that happen? How's the time of the death the next day, 14 hours after the event started? I don't know, folks. Now, we do have a couple of things happening here. I'm going to go find it right now. We have Project 65's coming up here in Florida on March 3rd in Sebring on the Circle. So if you're in Florida and you want to hang out with Patriot Nation Radio, Tony German, and the Combat Memorial Veterans Dragster, and our good friend Annette, putting this together with the town of Sebring, Florida, right there, Circle Park, starting at 9 a.m., Patriot Nation Radio will do a live broadcast from the event, and I'll be speaking. I'll be one of the speakers. So if you would really like to come down to Circle Park, Sebring, Florida, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to have music, food, vendors, veterans, Americans, patriots, lovers of our country and our flag come together. Going to be amazing. Going to be amazing. Yeah, Laura, I keep reaching out to Laura, trying to get her to come on the show. She's extremely busy, very popular. Laura Loomer, you may have seen her go into the service elevator, unhindered, no security, nobody around. Her and her friend Mike walked right into the service elevator, hit 32, went straight up to the 32nd floor, walked out into the hallway of the 32nd floor, and boom! No security. No one stopped them. No one did anything. No one said anything. They walked right up. They walked around on the 32nd floor. It was dead silent. You would think the cameras, the security would come up. Nope. Apparently security's at the elevator, the main elevators, checking room keys. If you got a room key, you're in. Well, guess what? They walked right past the guys checking room keys, waved, "Hey, how you doing?" "Hi, guys. See you later." They went in the service elevator, went right up to the 32nd floor without even, no one saying nothing. Lori, I wouldn't know exactly how far it is from the Leesburg area, but it's not too far. Sebring is right there in the center of Florida. You can search it out. Just Google it and make sure your locator's on. I know that's how they track you. You put your locator on. Ooh, they got you. They know right where you're at, but they know where we're at anyway. Google it. Sebring, the circle. We're going to have a great event over there. It's Project 65, because every 65 minutes, another veteran takes his life. It's Laura Loomer, Jim and Linda. Laura Loomer, L-O-O-M-E-R. So, yes, it's Laura Loomer. Like, she's looming. She's one of those loomers. No, it's more like a loom, like a sheep loom. You know, a looming yarn or something. You know? But, yeah. Of course. I have this gentleman. I got to go find his name real fast. His name is Ty Turner. Y'all might have seen him. I put his video up on my radio page, the Patreon Radio Network page. Search it out. See what Ty Turner's doing. He's going to be coming on, too, I believe on the 22nd. I'm going to find it now. I'm going to find his video. I want to make sure I got his name right. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about Ty Turner. The guy's pretty great. He really lays it on the line and tells it how it is. I'm sure folks in his circle are calling him Uncle Tom. Let's just put it that way. You know, and his name's Ty Turner. Search him out on Facebook. I think it's Ty. I'm going to find it right now. Make sure that I got his name correct, because I don't want to put out the wrong name. You know? But yeah, he's really speaking some truth. People hate truth, so that's why we love him. Because if you're bringing the truth, I love you. I want to hear it. Yes, his name is Ty Turner. T.Y. Turner on Facebook. Search him out. He's doing some great videos. He's really cool. Got a lot to say. They found an old World War II munition at the airport in London. Pretty crazy. The war ended in 1945. Here we are, 2018, and they're finding unspent shells in the airport. How did it get in the airport? It would have to be carried into the airport. Mike Kittner's watching. What's happening? He's roofing his butt off. He moved down here to the Sunshine State. What's up, Mike? Keep them roofs going. You might remember Mike. He was up there and he's seen the, I believe this is you, Mike. He saw the UPS plane offloading people. Oh, we got Annette on the line now. Annette, I was just talking about Project 65. Annette, if you want to call in and do another promo, you can do it every week if you like. You're more than welcome to come on my show every single week and talk about Project 65. But we were just promoting the heck out of it. We're going to try to make it nice and big and fun. Folks, again, that's the Project 65 event happening at the Circle Park in Sebring, Florida, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. 9 a.m. It's an all-day event. Vendors and food. It would be a lot of fun out there. And, of course, Patriot Nation Radio will be out there. And my good friend Tony German and the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck. Good stuff. Really good. But, yeah, I think Mike is the gentleman who saw the UPS planes offloading illegal immigrants onto buses. And then they came to and said, whoops, yeah, we caught us, you know. Busted. And when that video broke, I couldn't believe it. So I called him up. I messaged out to him and I got him, to come on the show and explain exactly what he saw. And it was real. It was not bullcrap. It was happening. They were coming off the UPS plane, illegal immigrants, coming off buses in California, being blocked by one. Getting off buses in Pennsylvania, being followed by another patriot, trying to bring the truth. Well, I got somebody trying to call me. If you're trying to call me, I can't call right now. I am on another call. Obviously, I'm on the call here. I'm sorry, I'm on a call. Hey, my brother-in-law is watching. What's up? My nephew's watching. What's happening, Tim? Welcome to the show. we're winding down here because I'm running out of things to say. Nobody wants to call tonight. My guest got sick with the flu, couldn't call in. My guest last week got sick with the flu. So out west, I guess the flu epidemic is worse than it is in other places. So I don't know. It's here and there. Let's say we got some breaking news coming across on my messenger. Let's click on here. We got all sudden turn of events. One of the country's most controversial cases and went to court over a year ago has ended with all charges dropped. It is a YouTube video, so I'm not going to tune in right now to the YouTube video as we are not set up to listen to the YouTube video right now, but something's breaking. So who knows? Controversial cases and getting overturned and Bundy's being set free and it's just the Constitution's winning, folks. People are actually using the Constitution and winning. It's grand. I'm so happy to see the Constitution winning. And it's only winning because people like me and Daniel and Jim and Linda and Annette and Mike and Lori and Daniel are fighting. We're speaking, we're spreading the truth. Truth, the new hate speech across America. If you speak the truth, you are hated. Well, you guys love me, and I love all of you guys because you tune in every week, and I appreciate it. Here we go, we got somebody on the line. I'm going to pick it up. Picking it right up. We ain't wasting no time. I'm drowning here. Killing the time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome somebody to the show. What's happening, new? Welcome to the show.
Calling in.
Annette, ladies and gentlemen, Annette is on the line. She is putting together Project 65 in Sebring. Annette Owens, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in. You can give the exact details, and if there's any kind of websites that people can go and find more information for Project 65 happening March 3rd.
Awesome. Thank you. Sorry I'm calling late today. I have some pretty good news. Project 65, it's a benefits concert to bring awareness for veteran suicide, and it's going to be March 3rd on in Sebring, Florida, which is pretty much right in the middle of the state. It's called Circle Park. It's just a big historical area in the middle of the city, and we're going to have concert. We're going to have bands all day long playing. We're going to have activities for kids, face painting. Cornhole tournaments for the adults and the kids, putt-putt golf for the kids. A lot of organizations, including you and your show, will be there. And then, of course, we have the truck that's in the Book of World Records for the most signatures for combat veterans. We're looking for that. Mr. German, we appreciate him doing that with us. We just got back from the CRA, which is the Community Redevelopment Association. They are going to be a sponsor. They just donated $3,500 to our event, so that's huge. So that's going to give us a head start going into the concert. And we would love everybody, veterans, non-veterans, support your veterans, come down, help us get this, 22-plus number to zero. Support people that have fought for you your whole life, and help them get the help they need and get the treatment. And that's what our money is going to, is to help the treatment of veterans that are suffering from invisible injuries. So we appreciate you promoting us, and you're going to be there. We're very excited about that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll bring my banner and my business cards and my show, and we'll have a good time.
Heck yeah.
I believe the wife and kid are coming with me. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Lori, well, we appreciate all your dedication to it.
I got a friend on the live feed, Lori. She met the wife and kid. She's great. She's a great patriot. Hope she can join us. She's an amazing patriot. We've been fighting this fight for a long time together on many fronts. I don't really get out into the actual protests much. I don't have the funds to, go to D.C. and be part of Operation American Spring or fly out to Nevada and stand up and fight in the trenches there with the Bundys. But I make sure that people hear the truth and get the story right and don't hear no propaganda and lies. That's very important. We like to bring the truth to the media, mainstream media lies and spin. You're not getting from nobody but Sean Hannity and a little bit of Tucker Carlson and some of the others on Fox. But sometimes they're slanted too far to the right, and they never give anybody a chance to tell their side of the story. That's the only problem I have with Fox. If you disagree with the host, they hammer you. I'm not into that. Better let people have their objective opinions and speak it. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, so if you're going to have truth, you got to hear both sides of the story, because there's their side, our side, and the truth is somewhere down the middle. And that's very important. Annette, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We're right here at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, Annette Owens and Project 65, March 3rd, Sebring, Florida, in Circle Park. Be there, be square, starting at 9 a.m. If you're brave enough to get out there at 9 a.m. and stand out there for 13 hours and stick it out till 10 p.m., you're a trooper. I'd love to see somebody who does that. If somebody does that, I'll bring you on my show. We'll have a show. We'll say, this guy stood out there for 13 hours and had a good time at Project 65. So let's do it. Let's get as many people out there to stay the whole event. That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing. But I found events like that, you have waves. People come at 9. You'll have the 9 o'clock crowd. And then you'll have the lunch crowd. Then you'll have, like, the stragglers in between. Then you'll have the dinner crowd. And then you'll have the evening crowd who come to see the headline band. But it won't be all the same people. Some people might go home and come back. That's been my experience with events like this. But it's always so much fun to be there rubbing elbows with folks who have like-minded thoughts as you, folks who believe in freedom, liberty, and the American way of life, all together at the same place. Now, I don't know if they're anticipating any resistance down there at Project 65, but I can bet there'll be something coming their way. There always is at a Patriot event.
Yeah.
And this is gaining some popularity. I think people are starting to talk about Project 65. It looks like it's going to be a great event.
Well, we know it's going to be a great event. And again, we appreciate you being there and helping us make it a great event.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to thank you again for everything you're doing to remember the veterans. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we made it. I made it through the hour. We're here at the end. My guest caught the flu. Stacy, please feel better. I hope you feel better. And we got this Thursday, the producer of the movie Vaxxed, Del Bigtree. We're going to talk about the flu pandemic going on in California. We're going to talk about the vaccines, the movie Vaxxed. We're going to talk about a host of things. You won't believe, folks, right now, but they are actually manufacturing vaccines with aborted fetal cells in the vaccines. It is crazy. Dell did the research. You will not believe what he's going to tell you. This is unbelievable stuff. The vaccines are tied. There's a vaccine called MMR, mumps, measles, rubella shot. When it's a cocktail and it's before a certain age, it has been tied to autism. We're going to get the facts, the numbers, and the figures from Del Bigtree Thursday. And then next Monday, Jake Morfonius, you see him, he's out there pounding the pavement in Vegas, digging up the dirt. I'm trying to get Laura Lua, but she's hard to get on the show now. She's pretty popular and really busy. It's hard to get her on the show. But that's going to be Monday with Jake Morfonius. And then the following Thursday with Ty Turner. Look for his video on my page. Listen to his message. Search him out on Facebook. The guy's awesome. He's got a big following and he's got a great message. And just know that his friends and his family or people that he knows in the community probably call him Uncle Tom. That's a hint. He's a great patriot, a great American, and he's got a great message. And right now is the best time of the show. Folks, we're going to honor our flag and our veterans. It's now down to one time. We're going to end the show now with the national anthem, as we've done for so long. And, yes, Daniel, autism. If they're under 18 months and they get that MMR, they're going to get autism. 1 in 45 kids now comes down with autism. They got 300 vaccines in the pipeline. It's crazy what's going on. Mercury and Venus and Earth and Mars, every kind of thing inside these vaccines, you know. It's crazy. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Jim and Linda, of always, some of my biggest fans tuning in every week. Daniel tuning in every week. I see Lori's been tuning in a lot more every week. I want to thank all my old friends that tuned in. I had some friends from way back tuning in. I had my brother-in-law tune in. I had my nephew tune in. And I had all kinds of folks tuning in. And I'm so glad that you guys would take time to watch my silly show, because it really is a serious thing to get informed and understand what's happening in this world without the spin and the lies of the media. So, folks, please join me. I'll put the flag right here in the video screen as we do the national anthem and wrap up this show. Got a good lineup coming up next week. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Star Spangled Banner, performed by Dave Bray, live in Pittsburgh, a cappella. God bless America. God bless you. Here we go. I think. Things acting funny today. Live in Pittsburgh, DaveBrayUSA.com.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Get our good friend and captain James Bostic and a conservative perspective heard here two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. And coming soon, a return of Vet Talk with Gonzalo Duran Wednesday nights. He'll be coming back here soon with a show, one show a month until he had a bad accident, had some surgeries, trying to bounce back. He'll be coming back to our network here real soon. Vet Talk with Gonzalo Duran. Thanks, folks, for tuning in. Good night to each and every one of you. Love yous. You guys make it real. You make it my show. Without you, there is no show, and I love every one of you. Thank you so much. Good night, and God bless America.